good. So I'm glad you're excited to hear God's word today, because I'm excited for you to share it with me too. So Brother Thomas is going to preach today. Let's give him a round of applause. Thomas is looking up here. He's like, yeah, Pastor, I'm going to preach your funeral if you keep this up. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to be in Psalm 103 today. So if you have your Bibles, open up to the book of Psalms. We're going to be in Psalm 103, looking at verses 1 through 5 in the book of Psalms. Psalm 103. The title of today's sermon is Count Your Many Blessings, because, boy, we do have a lot of blessings to count. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. God's word says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness, with tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Let us bow our heads and go to Lord in prayer today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, God, for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Lord, you've given us so many wonderful things, Lord. God, help us to open our hearts and our minds today, God. I know there's a lot of things that maybe we still want, Lord, but help us to be thankful, Lord, for what you have blessed us with, Lord, and to look upon you, Lord, with this precious light, Lord. God, thank you again for giving us everything that you've given us, but thank you most for giving us your only begotten Son who died on the cross for our sins. Thank you, Jesus, for it's in your precious name we pray today. Amen. 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 So, wow, what a week it's been. I mean, when you think about it, it has been a crazy week. Last week was absolutely awesome. Last week we had a great Independence Day church service, so that was wonderful. We had a good Independence Day fireworks and potluck kind of picnic celebration with over 100 people. That was a blast. Brother David Whittington was baptized, huh? That's good news. So that was great. I mean, last week was just absolutely awesome. But this week, oh boy, this week has been a tough week for a lot of people. Brother Gerald Schumann, most of you had known him, he was laid to rest this week. Brother Jason Harvey's daughter and her husband, Pat, their baby passed away this week. So it was a tough time for them. Sister Alva had chest pain. She was admitted to the hospital. That was a tough time for her this week. Sister Aurora, she had to give a final statement to her mother before her mother, bless you, before her mother was locked up and sentenced to life in prison with 25 years of parole. Maybe the last time she gets to talk to her daughter for a long time. And finally, Eureka was hit with a tornado Thursday night, damaging over 100 homes and leaving the entire city without power for a long, long time, 12 to 18 hours. And so when you think about it, this week was kind of tough. Now, I don't know how you receive encouragement through tough times. I don't know what some of the things are that you do when you're just going through a rough time. Maybe you talk to some friends. Maybe you pray. Maybe you sing a little song. Maybe you recall some of the scripture you've read in the past. Those are all good ways to get encouragement. But one of the ways that God gives me encouragement is through songs. I love singing hymns. I may not sing them great, but I just love singing hymns. And as I was going through this week, God was giving me all kinds of hymns to sing. I was singing When We All Get to Heaven. I was thinking, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. I was singing that song when I thought about Brother Gerald Schumann being laid to rest and Brother Harvey's grandbaby being laid to rest. Then as Alva was in the hospital, I started singing the song, God Will Take Care of You. I was like, God will take care of you. I just know that. I started singing that song. And then when Aurora said she had to go through this tough situation and give her mom a statement right before her mom was going to be sentenced by the judge, I started thinking, man, where could I go but to the Lord? Have you ever heard that song? Where could I go but to the Lord? And I mean, that's the only place you can go in those kind of times. So I was thinking about that. Then the tornado comes through Eureka. My family and I were huddled up on the stairs, and apparently one of my family members posted that picture on Facebook, I guess. But we're huddled up on the stairs, and guess what song I sing?
Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more.
I start singing that song, till the storm passes by. So as I prayed about what God would have me share with you this week, I was thinking, God, what do you want me to preach? Here it is, Thursday, and I have nothing.
I hate when that happens. I'm just going to be honest with you.
So I start trying to scramble to put stuff together, and I nothing. And then I'm sitting helping with the tornado cleanup effort. I'm sitting on this bucket, upside down on a break, drinking water after water after water. And I call Miss Alva, who's still in the hospital. And I'm talking to Miss Alva about what's going on in her life and how things are going at the hospital. And all of a sudden, it hits me. Count your many blessings. I start singing that song to myself. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. And I start thinking about all the blessings God's given us, and I tell Alva on the phone, Alva, this is it! This is what I am preaching on Sunday. Thank you for being the inspiration of the message that God's going to give me this week. And so that's exactly what I started singing. The first verse of that song, Count Your Many Blessings, I don't know if you've ever really paid attention to us, but listen as I share it with you. It says, when upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, and see what God hath done. And you know what? After I sang that song, I started thinking, this week wasn't so bad after all. God really did give us all kinds of blessings that I just didn't see because, see, my attitude was kind of negative towards all these situations. But after singing that song, I started to realize there was all kinds of blessings this week. Brother Gerald Schumann, he's no longer suffering. He doesn't have to deal with the pains of this world. He's in heaven now. Sister Alva, sure she was in the hospital, but she's released. And after all those tests she went through, she knows her heart is in good health. Amen? That's a blessing. Sister Aurora, she was able to share that statement, and the Lord uplifted her through our prayers. We got all kinds of ladies that are out at the Women's Encounter. We already see relationships being healed through their worship and forgiveness out there. So that's fantastic. Deborah's niece, Heather, gave birth to a baby. 8 pounds and 1 ounce. That's one big watermelon, if you know what I'm saying. So that's good news. And out of all the damage that happened in the Eureka tornado, not one person passed away. Amen. There wasn't one casualty. Yes. And the other blessing on top of that is tornado crews came from all over. We had people from Lyon County out in Emporia helping. We had people in Greenwood County and Chase County and Butler County all coming together and working together as one family. So here I started out this week thinking about all these things that had gone wrong, but just talking to Miss Alvin, singing that song, Count Your Many Blessings, helped reveal that God has blessed us far beyond anything we can understand. So I don't know if you're like me, but there are so many things we have to be thankful for. However, sometimes we get in these modes where we think, woe is me. You ever felt like that before? Well, just everything is falling apart around you, and all you can see is the negative stuff instead of the good things. And so let's look again at Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Listen to what God's word says. It says, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. And so that's the verse I want to start talking about a little bit for a few minutes today, is verse number 2. It says, let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. Who wants to share a blessing or a good thing God has done for him this week? Who wants to share? Go ahead, Angela, share.
I was not going to be able to pay my electricity bill. And I half-heartedly prayed that God would give me the money because I honestly didn't believe that he could. And I lost my iPod because I was going to go running. And I was going through my couch just tearing it apart. And I found $54 on my couch, which is exactly what I needed to.
Hey, praise the Lord for that. Isn't that awesome how God works? That's good stuff. Who's got another blessing they want to share? Miss Alva.
Well, I was in the hospital not knowing whether they'd find problems with my heart or what. No, I had several tests and every one of them turned out good. So.
Yeah, that's a huge blessing. Praise the Lord. Anybody else have a neat blessing they want to share? Brother Shannon.
That's not neat. It's just an everyday occurrence. Wake up every morning with me and go to work.
Amen. That's a huge blessing. You know, people don't realize that unless they've been through some of those troubles. That's good stuff. And you know, I think about, you know, we thank God for all these big things, but when is the last time we thank God for the simple things? You know, Who is it that makes your heart beat?
Lord.
You know how many times your heart beats?
I don't know. I'm just asking the question. We have, well, Kate, you're like a biology major, right? You have any idea?
It's a couple thousand times a day.
So that's a lot. That's a lot. You know, imagine if you did like a couple thousand push-ups a day. You'd look probably like, you know, Shannon or maybe Creed. I don't know. But you have to do a lot of push-ups. But you think about your heart beating that many times. And how many days do you live?
Lots. I mean, Brother George has been alive for a couple thousand. He still looks good. His heart's still beating. So praise the Lord for that. I mean, so if you think about that, how often has it been? How long has it been since you're like, thank you, God, for letting my heart beat? Probably never even said that, did you?
You know, what about the breaths we take? You don't have to think to breathe. Because I don't know about you, but I'm not smart enough to think to breathe. If I had to think to breathe every few minutes, I would have been dead a long time ago. I was waiting for Shannon to say praise the Lord on that one, but thank God she didn't. But anyway, you know, when's the last time that we thank God for breath? For those of you that it's hard to get up and do anything, you know, Brother Ron will be one to tell you, when he gets up in the morning, it's hard to get out of bed sometimes, isn't it, brother? Especially after that bowling on Wednesday night, right? But you know what? And so he thanks God just to be able to get up and move around. You see, God does all these things for us that we don't even thank him for most of the time. We're just looking for those big blessings, you know. Sure, when God heals a person of cancer, we're like, thank you, Lord. Praise you, God, for what you had done. Sure, when God does great things like get people jobs, we say, thank you, God, for getting that person a job, Lord. That's been such a blessing. Sure, we praise God when we've been praying and praying and praying for that person. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, to come and know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And finally, they come down to the altar and say, God, forgive me for my sins. Please come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Sure, we praise God for those things. But you see, God doesn't just do big things. He does little things too. You know, think about this. Every good thing in your life comes from God. You say, I don't know about that, Pastor. Well, it doesn't matter what I think or what you think. What matters is what this says. And it says a lot of stuff. You see all that stuff? I mean, it says a lot of stuff. And that's not even including the pages that didn't fall out. But I'm telling you, the Bible has a lot of stuff to say. And what it says in James 1:17, it says, every good and perfect gift is from our Father above. Every good and perfect gift. So really, that blanket you have to sleep under at night, that's a blessing from God. The food you're going to put in your bellies for lunch today, that's a blessing from God. The friend you have, or maybe don't have, those are blessings from God too. The truth is, God gives us so many wonderful things, we can't even remember them all. Do you agree with that, Brother Daryl? He does, doesn't he? The Lord blesses us with many great things. And so what I've done is I got a couple of notebooks. You might have seen them when you picked up your bulletins today. They're on the back bulletin table, and I want you to take one of those notebooks, if you would. Put it in your purse, put it in your car. If you're a guy who wears a fanny pack, you can put in one of those, I guess. But anyway, whatever it is that you have, take one of those. And anytime God blesses you and you have that book next to you, just write in there how God blessed you. It doesn't have to be a long paragraph. This is just for you. Just write in there. That could be your little blessings book. And so whenever you get discouraged, whenever you're going through a tough time, you can pick that book back up and be like, wow, God really has blessed me. He really has. And so it'll be good for you. Because I want to encourage you, don't worry about the things you don't have. Because that's the world we live in. That's just what happens. In the world we live in, what we do is we see all this stuff happening on the news. We see everything that takes place. And what we do is we look around and say, man, this is a terrible place we live in. Look at all these bombings. Look at all these horrible things. Look at all these people getting shot in Dallas. What is going on with the world we live in? Then we go back home and we start complaining. Man, I work hard. Why do I live in this raggedy house with this carpet that, you know, is longer than my hair? I mean, what is up with this? Man, I haven't had a vacation in years. And we go, it's easy for us to complain and whine and pout about what we don't have. But you know what that does? That leads you to have a bad attitude. You look like a person who just drank a bunch of sour pickle juice. Anybody like sour pickle juice? I like some sour pickle juice. It makes your face look a little weird, but it tastes good. Banana pepper juice is actually even better than that. But But you see, what we do is we get so caught up on all these things that we don't have that we're not happy with, and we walk around like little grumpy people. I think it would be awesome if God created us like Care Bears. I'm serious. Anybody ever watch Care Bears before? Care Bears, they have those little designs on their tummy, you know, like Good Luck Bear, you have like the little clover. Grumpy Bear, like it's always raining, you know. Happy Bear, whatever, Sunshine, he's got that sunshine. Wouldn't it be funny? You just know who people were. You just walk up and they'd show you their belly. Then you'd know, oh, don't talk to that guy today. But you see, that's not how God created us. I mean, because if I did that, my sunshine would be like, whoosh. But anyway, the thing is that if you learn to stop complaining and to start praising God and be thankful for the blessings you have, it'll change your attitude, it'll change your heart, it'll change your mind, and folks, I'm willing to say it will change your entire life. It really will. If you just stop looking at what you don't have and start looking at all the things God really has done for you. And if maybe even after that, maybe you're still down in the dumps. You could read Psalm 103. You could look through this and it'll tell you. It'll say, this psalm will remind you, God forgives us for our sins. Folks, that's something your money can't do, your folks can't do, your friends can't do. Only Jesus can do that. You should be thankful for that. Are you thankful God forgives us for our sins?
Amen.
Amen. Yes. It says God heals us from our diseases, whether it be here or in heaven. I'm thankful for that. I had chicken pox, I think, 3 times. And they say you're only supposed to have it once. I'm a weird kid. I mean, you guys know that, right? But can you imagine what I'd look like if I still had chicken pox? I mean, I'd be itching every day, calamine lotion all over. You guys would be like, that is one ugly pastor we have. I'd probably say that now anyway, but never mind. But another thing that it says in Psalm 103 is he redeems us from death. So one of the things people are most worried about is dying. But if you know Jesus is your Lord and Savior, who cares? 1 Corinthians 15:55 says, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Because if you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're going to heaven. So it doesn't matter. And that's not all. He reminds us of more and more and more. What amazing blessings. You know what's most amazing about them is I don't deserve any one of them. And neither do you. These are things God just does for us because he loves us. And we complain about stuff instead of thank him for all the great stuff he does. Man, we are some fickle people sometimes, aren't we? What do you do when your kid does that stuff? Do you give him more and more blessings as he's whining and crying and pouting? No. Brother Ron's looking at it and goes, I'll tell you what I do. Son, get that switch off that tree. Yeah, look, he's smiling. I busted him. Poor Ronnie Jr. That's why we don't see him here in church today. His butt's so sore. Poor guy. But anyway, I mean, but if you are thankful for the blessings God's given you, if you do say thank you, if you do praise God, what do you think he's going to want to do? Give you more, right? Isn't that what our parents do? Boy, when you're a good kid, your parent wants to give you all kinds of things. But you know what? Jesus is even better than that. Because the Bible says that God sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for your sins, whether you accept him or not. He loves you so much that even if you don't believe in him, he still died for your sins. Now, if my kid is being nice, I'll give him nice things. If my kid's being a jerk, I'm not giving him nothing. I'm just telling you the truth. But Jesus, he loves you so much that whether you're being nice or you're being a jerk, he still died on the cross for your sins. Romans 5:8 says that while you were yet sinners, Christ died for you. Man, talk about blessings. So as we close today, I just want you to, I'm going to read through the whole Psalm 103. I want you to take your Bibles if you got them today. I want you to take a pen or a pencil if you have one. It's not blasphemy to write in your Bible. There's nothing wrong with that. And I want you to underline, circle, square, whatever you want to do, around any of these things that seem like blessings to you. So that when you're down in despair, you can come back to this passage. You can look back at the scripture and you can be like, man, I serve a good God. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. Psalm 103 says this. Let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all of our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass. Like wildflowers, we bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we had never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. His salvation extends to the children's children of those who are faithful to his covenant, of those who obey his commandments. The Lord has made the heavens his throne. From there he rules over everything. Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. Praise the Lord, everything he has created, everything in all of his kingdom. Let all that I am praise the Lord. So maybe today as you're listening to this message, you came in with a broken heart, one that was sad and frustrated, upset. I hope the Lord was talking to you today. Maybe he was sharing with you some of the blessings that he gave you. Maybe he was sharing with you how much he really does love you. Maybe he was reassuring you that no matter what situation you're in, he'll be there for you and you will be blessed. As we have our time of invitation today and everybody's welcome to come down and pray, I would hope that you would come down and say, God, I just want to thank you for this blessing that you gave me. I just want to thank you for that blessing. Would we stand? And as our pianist and organist come up, let us bow our heads. As I talk about songs today, one of the songs I think about of all the blessings God's given me is Thank You, Lord. It goes like this. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for the blessings that you give us, Lord. God, help us in our hearts, Lord. Help change our attitudes to be ones that are thankful, God, for what you've done, Lord, instead of hateful or angry or spiteful, Lord. God, help us to remember that every day you watch over us. Every day you make our heart beat. You help us to breathe. You help us to get out of bed, Lord. And those things alone we should be thankful for, not including all the forgiveness of sin, all the blessings that you bestow upon us. Lord, I pray, God, that as we share this message today, God, you'll remind people you love them. And you're here to help them, Lord. God, if there's anybody here who needs help, I pray that you give them the strength to come and pray at these altars today. If there's anybody here that just wants to say, thank you, God, for giving me my life. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for whatever blessing he's given you. I would hope that you'd be willing to come up to these altars and just praise God for what he's done for you. Please do that as we sing this verse of invitation from hymn 508 today. I will serve thee.
I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. I was nothing before you found me.
Thank you.